From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
There's a house for sale sign now posted on my next door neighbor's front yard. Jeannie is moving out. She must probably be the last of the original owners on the street to move out. Also departing with her are the remnants of this neighborhood's original character. The tract homes on the street were built back in 1959, and they all share a floor plan where you can look out from the kitchen onto the street, so that the then stay-at-home moms could keep an eye on their kids playing in the front yard while they were working in the kitchen, is what Jeannie had told me. When we had just moved in last year, I thought we would surely try and integrate in here. Surely there were other families with kids who were going to the same elementary school, kids who would soon start playing together on the street. Surely we would talk to each other about our calla lilies and how sweet this year's oranges were. Surely we would have regular block parties. Only an year has gone by now and I'm not so sure anymore. I'm not even sure there's anything to integrate into. We each of us have led our own busy working lives, have picked our own separate ways to unwind, and even have our own schedules for dropping the kids off to school, even if they varied only by a few minutes. I doubt if anyone even walks down the street regularly. At the admittedly infrequent times I do, I never see a soul. The kids are learning to play by themselves in their own respective backyards. They probably don't even know which other kid lives where. Yes, the facade of the street has been preserved over the years. The lawns have remained tidy, and the fruit trees that mark the orchard origins of this neighborhood are all bounteous with produce. But now, a mere generation later, the people who now live here might well have been living hundreds of miles apart. No one would notice the difference. With a perspective, I'm Sriram Raghunathan.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.